Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Vajrayane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Asatyadi Shatarine.
Everyone,
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sai
Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Together, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
If you allow me, I just would like to share something about Srila Prabhupada that totally in my mind tells me a little bit of his very spiritual outlook towards Krishna consciousness. And you will soon see that it is not at all prescriptive, sectarian, limited. Once Uddhava said to Lord Krishna that, "My dear Lord, even if one is a poet and knows many words, one would not be able to express his gratitude for you appearing in two ways, not in one way. You appear as the Acharya, but you also appear as the super soul in everyone's heart. To do what? To give them directions how to save themselves from material life." So this aspect of listening to the Lord in the heart, the super soul, this aspect of establishing a direct contact with Krishna, I think is very important for those of us who do not appreciate if our freedom is taken away from us. So once it, I want to illustrate this now. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked by one of his leading disciples, "Prabhupada, how do I know what to do with my life?" And Srila Prabhupada gave him a very, very inspiring answer. He said, "Please look in that corner over there. What do you see?" And the disciple looked. It was an empty corner. And he said, "Nothing, Prabhupada." And Prabhupada said, "When I look in that corner, I see dust." This means that the Lord in the heart lets me see dust. And this again means that it is my duty to clean the corner. It is not your duty, because the Lord does not allow you to see the dust. And what I take from this is that in spiritual life of following Krishna consciousness, you need to develop a good connection to your super soul. Those amongst you who are perhaps not believing that Krishna can speak to you, you could say intuition. You need to listen to the super soul, to the Lord in the heart, and then follow that. And this will, in many, many cases where the acharya or the spiritual master may not be available for direct consultation, or where you may feel a little distance due to some reasons or another, which only your mind will know to explain, you can trust in the guidance of the super soul. That does not mean that we do not require an acharya, but Uddhava says we cannot express our gratitude for you because you appeared in these two ways to save the conditioned souls, as the spiritual master and the super soul in the heart. What do you think about looking into the corner? When I was going through Germany and preaching, I would often tell to the people like Hendrik, who know Krishna consciousness since a long time, I would say, I had this song, I would say, Danny, Danny, look around the corner, and you will see what is your next steps. A few months ago, this Danny, to whom I was saying this, told me, 40 years ago, you told me I should look, but I did not want to look. But now I have looked, and I know that the Lord has told me to do a certain project. So learn to look, and the Lord will talk to you. This is one of the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. Other teachings, which he said, the most important verse of the whole Vedic scriptures, listen to this, is Yasya Deva Para Bhakti, etc. That is, he who has faith in his guru and in God, to him or her, all the secrets of the Vedic scriptures will be revealed. So yes, the spiritual master is important, and the Lord in the heart is also important. They both work together. And then you will have revelation, and at that time you will not say, I believe. You will say, I know. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada personally saved me on our first meeting. I was there, a young teenager who was in doubts. Should I join the movement for Krishna consciousness, or should I maybe not be so such a rebel and go to school? I had run away from school. And I came with this question to the Heathrow Airport, where Srila Prabhupada landed. And on that first meeting, there was so much light around Srila Prabhupada. Madhava Maharaj, you will laugh. I was from a German warlord, so I thought maybe that's bad for the eyes to look in. So I threw myself on the floor, but not in respect, out of caution. To save my eyesight. And when I thought Prabhupada had passed, I you know, I was like this. I came up. The first thing I saw is house shoes, very comfortable shoes. Then I saw a dhoti. And then I looked higher up and I saw Prabhupada's smiling face and his eyes were twinkling with laughter at Shaka, and seemed to say, "Welcome back." And then I knew I will not go with the material path. I will try to become his servant. So he saved me. He pulled me out. And I'm very grateful that our Madhava Maharaj has pulled me out also today by bringing me to this sacred room. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.